Ultimately, gratitude is an obstacle. Okay? Because it's a state of duality. Who is it who is grateful, you see? And if you're grateful for things that come to you in time, let's say somebody gives you a gift of something, but then what happens if somebody else steals it? Will your gratitude remain then, you see? You don't want your gratitude to be conditional upon having received things. This is what I was trying to comment about what Shahayak said in the Thursday night class about somebody who opened a restaurant and was giving free food and then someone gave a house and other things. That's wonderful, but there mustn't be any desire to receive those things, okay? The gratitude must be there regardless. It must be an unconditional gratitude. But unconditional gratitude can only exist if one has healed the very duality of feeling that one is a being receiving. Okay? Yes, receive the ultimate, not only gratitude, but beatitude of realizing your oneness with God. And then there's no longer an ego that is waiting for the crumbs of good fortune to come to it, even to be grateful for. Gratitude is certainly higher than ingratitude, no doubt. Okay? But there is a state that is beyond gratitude that we must reach, in which we are in a state of grace. Okay? Gratitude leads to grace, but it is the grace of the ever-flowing blessing of our Supreme Being, in which it doesn't matter whatever happens to that egoic individual, suffering, death, the worst kind of fortune, it doesn't disturb the peace and the grace of the realization of what we really are.